Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, the 16th of April, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 14 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button and you will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Okay, so my email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Okay, so now on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, I've titled the show London. And it is a city where I have lived for many years, and it's rather fascinating. I think you will find that its history merits a listen. If London were a city-state, it would boast the 20th largest nation in the world, in economic terms. So, let's give it up for London, and I will hope that you will be perhaps encouraged to sign up and donate for the full show. So, next I will be talking about out-of-control spending. Did you know that half of federal spending goes unrecorded? It's truly a scandal without equal, but I'm going to flesh it out for you, and I think you will find some interesting nuggets in there. Next, I'm going to talk about Syria. Syria is in the news because, of course, Trump and his playmates in the UK and France decided to bomb indiscriminately into Syria for no reason other than they want that country back under their command. It won't get it, but the United States is pretty desperate at this point. It's losing clout, it's losing its reputation, and so they've decided that if they drop a few bombs here and there, they might get it back. Well, I've got news for them. They won't. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that in the show. Then I'm going to talk about the bank's hidden loan exposure. Now, I've not talked about this before, and it's very hard to get information given that indeed the exposure is hidden. But I have actually managed to come up with a couple of rather interesting words of wisdom here. So I'm going to talk about the banks for a little over 5 minutes. I think you'll find that also rather unusually interesting, because I don't think you'll get that kind of information pretty much anywhere else. Then I'm going to talk about living abroad. Now, as some of you know, I am very much a proponent of packing up your things from the United States and going to live elsewhere. It's not altogether a foregone conclusion that missiles lobbed from Russia will actually kill the whole world. They might, but I somewhat doubt it, and certainly those from the United States aren't going to be lobbed to themselves, so they won't be of any danger in various parts of the world. I would not include Europe. I would not include Japan. And I probably wouldn't even include China. But anyway, I'm going to be talking about that for a good 13 minutes, I should say. And then I am going to talk about the biggest swindle that occurred in the 20th century, or perhaps ever, which is now being proven as a historical fact. Well, I won't spoil it, so I won't tell you what it's all about, but again, I would really love to see a few more of you sign up, because it hasn't been a picnic so far in sign-ups, and I do have a band of very faithful listeners, but I need this to expand, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, the US government's own Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, published a pretty sobering report about the state of Uncle Sam's finances and what the future holds. So I'm going to be talking about that. And I will finish with another little comment on Syria, wondering exactly where the authority does come from to blast a nation that is both sovereign and has not attacked America or any ally with which it has a mutual defense pact. So that will be at the conclusion of the show for today. And of course, it is indeed Monday. So have a wonderful week ahead, ladies and gentlemen. This is Richard Martin. Be back with you again on Friday. Until then, bye-bye.